We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Bow wow wow, yuppie yo, yuppie a. Trey's in the house. Trey Thomas on Tuesdays from 3 to 4.
Greetings, greetings, greetings.
You know, there was one white dude in that entire video.
It was, really?
And he had a hat on that said Fusion. It was a big box hat before big box hats were cool, right?
Yeah.
And it said Fusion on the front of it. I don't know why I remember that or why I brought it up, but it was the case.
You were looking for your people in there.
Yeah, yeah. That's why.
Looking for a representative.
And I have one, and I was happy with it.
There you go.
What's up, Trey?
Chilling, man. What's happening? Greetings.
Well.
What's good?
The Eagles aren't very good. They're getting there.
Turn right? You guys' volume down, man.
My bad. I'm a little loud. I had a Canada Dry. Fired up.
What was in that Canada Dry? Any Ike juice?
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Is that just a green sweatshirt or is that an Eagles?
No, it's just a green. I don't know, man. I was sitting at the house and just deep into my film, and then I looked at the time and I was like, oh, let me hurry up. I got to get out of here. So I just
grabbed the first thing you can grab.
Yeah, just threw on whatever was on the top of the dresser, and then this is where I am right here.
Well, track
suits.
So I get dressed most days.
See, if I rub my arms real close, you can hear it.
I can hear. Good job.
Yeah.
That's good. That's good material. All right. So I'm glad to hear that you were again diving into the film. First of all, Trey, break down the play, the 2-point conversion. We do the other post game show after the game on WIP's Facebook and Instagram Live. So we're reacting right after the game. But after thinking about it, going back and looking at the play, tell us about it.
Well, you know what? This was the second time trying to run this zone read option. The first time they tried to run it was with Jalen Hurts when you had him down there right after Miles Sanders. I take that back. It wasn't after Miles' touchdown. It was after J.J. Arcega-Whiteside's touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but that was our second time. Their second time running that zone read. Okay, so now you go back, and I went back and just looked at it. To me, it felt like they pushed to the wrong linebacker, all right? So now you got Jordan and Big Nate. They're working to 48. They're trying to have a combination block between them working through the defensive tackle to the number 48, the linebacker, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, Jordan Mailata jumped the snap count. It should have been a false start. Mm-hmm. But because he jumped the snap count, number 99 was able to crash down in there, and he was in perfect position. Now, what should have happened is Kelsey should have called 48 to Mike, and he and Jamon Brown work up to 48, and then you cut off the backside. You see what I'm saying? So now that would have put Jordan on 99. That would have put Nate on whoever that 3 technique is. Then at least now you have the inside zone option, and then you only have one defender on the
58.
Backside. Instead, everybody crashes down into the B gap, and you have two guys crash, and you work into a linebacker that you're not going to get to anyway.
Right.
So I don't understand. Like, it's just too many mistakes when you look at who you're calling, who you're working towards. And I've always felt like in the run game at times they spread themselves too thin, and you create a situation that you're not going to be able to cover anyway.
So here's what it sounds like to me. They ran that play with Jalen Hurts earlier.
And it got stopped.
So you don't bring Jalen Hurts in, and I'm going through their thinking, right?
Yeah.
You don't bring Hurts in because you think that tips them off to that play. Problem is, you tried to run the same play.
Same exact play.
With a less effective runner. Like, you tried to run the same play with Carson.
And, was Miles Sanders?
The blocking scheme was off anyway, so it wasn't going to work.
It was never going to work.
It wasn't going to work anyway, just because they were working to the wrong linebacker. For this play to have any chance, they should have had a cutoff on the backside. Yeah. Big Jordan should have cut off 99. Nate should have cut off that 3 technique. And then now at least you have that linebacker outside that you can option off of. But if you don't cut off and you just dive down in there, I mean, you know, you're trying to option off of two guys. That's not going to work.
Well, I mean, Trey, I think the real – what it comes down to is Doug was caught flat-footed. He said they ran out of plays to use down there, and they went in with that. They got it late. They were rushing to the line. Carson didn't get a chance to look at the defense. They should have called a timeout.
What, you know, okay, so all right. So this is probably Doug's third time this season that he's come out after the game and apologized, like, you know what, I should have done something different. You know, that's
not good.
That's not good.
No.
That's not good. When you've had three chances, and now this is only, what, week five? What, this is their sixth game?
Yeah.
And it's been three chances that you said, well, you know what? I probably should have done something a little different.
Should have called a timeout.
I should have called a timeout. And then, I mean, this play was coming off of a two-minute warning. You already called, hey, man, we're going quarterback. You know, we're going to do the quarterback sneak. So why wasn't the play already talked about what you're going
right.
to do? You know, yeah. like
– You know you got to go for two.
You know you got to go for two.
Yeah.
Because you went for two after the first score.
Yeah.
Which put you in a bad situation. That put you in this situation here. And then you go back and say, you know what? You know what? I think that since it's been, a quarter now, that they probably forgot about the play that we ran first time. Let's try it again.
No.
No, that's not going to work.
And it didn't. And it didn't,
and
Trey.
It didn't
work. Yeah.
What to you? What is? What's the? What would you have called there?
Man, I don't know. I mean, you got
not that.
Not that. Definitely not that. Especially if it got after it got stopped earlier. You know, you don't even see those like. Those, like, how we used to do those little quick passes to Westbrook crumming through the middle.
Mm-hmm.
What was the name of those?
Or the plays? Shuffle passes?
Yeah, the shuffle passes. Yeah. You don't see the shuffle passes that much anymore when you look at this offense. That was a big play. I mean, the whole throwback, double throw, man, you know.
Oh, you're talking about with the Jalen Hurts
yeah,
package.
Yeah, Jalen you know Hurts what I'm package. Saying? Yeah. It didn't block anybody. You know, it just looked like, hey, we're going to run something back over this way. Don't mind all the big bodies that's bunched up and we're trying to sneak over here to the left. I know right. you don't see us. All right, yeah, no, that was stopped too.
All right, we have a nice long segment here. We will take phone calls, 215-592-9494.
Hold on, and I will not be standing for any Carson Wentz. All this hate.
That was my next
question. I will
question.
Not be standing yeah. for it.
Uh-oh.
I can't do it.
Uh-oh.
I go to war with that man any day of the week. Any day of the week.
There you go.
I go to war with that man any day of the week. Half of y'all be out there was flinch if a doggone gnat come close to your face. That man got a 300-pound body coming after him. He's still standing there after a surgically repaired knee. Came back, broke his back, been sacked 25 times, hit. I don't even know however many.
At least another 25 times, at least.
More than that, but at least 50 or 60 times. And still stands in there and tries to deliver the ball.
Yep.
I can't stand for any Carson Wentz hate today, man.
Six sacks, 16 quarterback hits. Oh. It seems like it's been mostly on Twitter and a couple of people here at the station. We haven't actually had a caller call in to criticize him. Wait, so going back, obviously if you just
watch. He's not free from criticism now. I mean,
sure. Sure. I mean.
But all the hate, yeah, I just can't have that today, man.
So going back, watching the game live, it was unbelievable how he kind of kept picking himself back up and was right there at the end. Overall, what did you think other than that?
I mean, he battled. I mean, you know, he came out there, and I mean, he battled. He gave you everything he had. He comes out there, you know you don't have your Pro Bowl right guard. You don't have your Pro Bowl right tackle. You know, you got Jordan Mailata, who's only been playing game now for, what, four games?
4 weeks.
You know what I'm yeah. saying? So, you know, you're going up against a defensive front that is extremely creative, that's going to come with some very nasty blitzes. Right now I'm working on my breakdown from the film, and it's taking me so long just because I want to draw all of these different looks that they came with. And, man, if you're not on point with some of the calls that they had to make, guys were coming free left and right. And I know a lot of people are going to jump on Jamon Brown, but – damn it, Kelsey had some of it in there too. Because, I mean, one of those sacks was because Kelsey didn't switch off the game.
Okay.
So, let's not, you know, everybody got their hands in it.
Yeah. But Jamon had –
oh, no, his game was off of that, you know. Okay.
Okay, yeah, I'm like, but Jamon.
Jamon comes out and he does the interview and he says, you know what? I talked to Brandon Brooks. Yeah, I talked to Brandon Brooks. You know, but you know what? Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, I know he's like the best guard in the game and all.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah, nah, that's cool. But I'm gonna put my own swag on it.
No, you know, don't do that anymore, Jamon. Don't put your own swag on
man,
it.
Man, listen. First of all, I've never heard swag used to describe anything offensive line.
Oh yeah, you're right.
That's
yeah.
So from right there, I knew.
From that's more of a DB wide receiver
yeah,
type
that's
of
that
thing.
Little guy stuff, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, let the little guys have that, man. We ain't offensive, you're trying to use swag to describe offensive line play. Ain't nothing but a swag. I want to look nasty, be nasty, smell nasty. That's what I want when it's game time. You know? And you talking about swag?
Well, Trey, I don't know if you saw, he was worried about his gloves falling off during the one play.
Yeah, and then after all of that, after you just got your ass kicked up and down this field, you want a memento and go and take a damn picture with the quarterback.
Jeez.
I want something so I can remember
this game
a keepsake. Never mind that you just got your ass whooped the entire game. Campbell came out there and had a Pro Bowl day. He is going to the Pro Bowl just off of this performance right here. 3 sacks, 4 quarterback hits, 4 tackles for a loss.
My goodness.
I mean, threw his ass at the club one time. I mean, just gave him a hump, and Jay Brown just went rolling. I mean, I haven't seen a man roll like that. I'm like, dog, and this is – you're not a spring chicken, dog. You've been in the game for a minute now.
Yeah.
This one thing when I'm talking about is my lot of getting tossed around like that. But, dog, you've been in the game.
Man.
Yep.
And I can't sit up here, oh, he only been here for a couple of weeks. Damn that. You've been in the game.
Yeah, you know football.
You know football.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got tossed by one arm.
One arm.
Campbell one-armed him.
One arm.
Threw him like a baseball.
So I went to the – because I usually when the kids – you throw one of these terms out, I go to my handy-dandy urban dictionary.
Yeah.
It's like Webster, depending on who you ask, okay? So I look up swag.
Yeah.
You know, swag stands for something everyone gets. Something we all get.
Oh, like swag. Yeah.
Swag bag. Something we all get.
Yeah.
You know what? He got a sack too. So yeah, he brought some swag.
Yeah, he sacked Carson.
Because we all got something.
Oh, he got a sack too. That's
yeah,
right.
He got a sack too.
Ran right into him. All right, phones in a second. Give me 30 seconds on Jordan Mailata, how he looked.
Man, Jordan is playing a lot better, man. I mean, Jordan has been really coming along. He's starting to use his hands a lot better, punching really well. He even had a nice little vicious tackle out there. You saw some rugby come back to him. He's starting to get a little – you can tell, like, that nastiness.
That
is
little
starting
dog
to
showed
come.
Up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pushing guys around.
A
I like
confidence.
I like where he's going right now. Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, look good. The play you're talking about was after the fumble where he went running in, tackled the dude, and then shoved him back to the ground again.
Yeah, but the tackle was a beautiful form tackle.
It was.
Though. And, I mean, that's all 300 and whatever pounds he is on that DB. I mean, he laid into him pretty nice.
Yeah.
That was
use
good
him on
hit.
Defense.
Yeah, never seen you make a tackle.
No. What for? Hey, man, if you throw an interception, man, I mean, you know.
That's
that was
on
your
Donovan.
Fault. I need you to go get that.
Donovan here.
You know what? When I was in college, I tried to do it, man. Yeah. And I dove after a dude, man, and split my hand open because my fingers bent back so far.
Right.
So I split my hand.
You said that's it.
Yeah, that's it. I'm done, man. Because, I mean, like, if you throw an interception, hey, man, go get that. That's you.
Twitter question today is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, you have to visit Mark's Jewelers in their 25,000-square-foot showroom online, mark-jewelers.com. Trey, I feel like we already know the answer to this for you. But so you look at the Eagles right now. They're half game out. Right, so it's like and look how bad the Cowboys are. They very easily could win this division. But what's more important to you? They get in the division, they're not getting a top draft pick. They're going to be drafted probably 17 or 18, right? 17 at the highest.
Mm-hmm.
They don't make the playoffs, they could have a high draft pick, a top 10 draft pick. What's more important to you, Trey? Playoff run or a draft pick?
I never tell a team to lose. You know, I want you to win. You know. Because once that losing, it's hard to get that losing out of you. You know, like if you sit up there and you try to create an environment where you say, all right, guys, I want y'all to lose, just lose this out so we can get a better draft pick, you don't know how that'll affect them for the following year. You know,
yeah.
You don't ever want a team to have that type of mentality.
So I guess the real question is that how much of a benefit could a playoff run be for Carson Wentz and this team?
I mean, it's everything, I think, you know, because he's still trying to get there.
He still ain't played in a playoff game, as far as I'm concerned.
No, I mean, what do you have?
He got injured.
Five games?
Well,
five
yeah,
plays? Six
yeah,
plays?
Yeah, five plays, yeah.
Let the Bronco bust.
Come on, man.
Let's go to the phones. We have, let's go to Paul in Downingtown. What's up, Paul?
What's up?
Hey, Paul.
All right.
What's up, Paul?
I don't know.
Oh, man, you're breaking
man,
up.
Man, your phone, Paul.
Try Steve in Downingtown. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you guys doing this afternoon?
Hey, Steve.
Fantastic.
What's up, Steve?
That's great. I'd rather see them make the playoff run because we got to get these young guys to play. We got to see what they're worth. And, you know, you keep talking about, you know, you don't know who you're going to get back. I'm not sure we're getting anybody back.
Yeah, we might not. Yeah.
So we may as well play with what we have, see what we've got, because even if it means we get a lower draft pick, at least now we've got a better idea of what we actually have. So we can see what we need. The other thing is, people keep talking about fire Howie, fire Doug. I'd like to go after the strength and conditioning coaches, because how many of these injuries are soft tissue, non-contact injuries?
Well, they're new, too.
Yeah,
they just got here, didn't they?
So they got a new doctors one off season. They got, I believe it was this year, where they replaced some of the trainers. They have like a new director that kind of is the, he's in charge of everything. Trey, have you ever seen injuries like this?
No, not like this. I mean, I was just talking with Todd and Jack the other day, and we were talking about back in 05 when all of us went down, like everybody went down in 05. I had back surgery, Five had something, Todd had an ankle, Westbrook found a patch of grass to fall in, and I mean,
Donovan had that sports hernia.
Because by that time, you know, it was all downhill, so I mean, you know, it was every man for themselves at that time. Everybody was hurt, man. So,
yeah, that was the year after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the year after the Super Bowl, man, the wheels fell off the bus, man. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in the strength and conditioning, I don't know who he is, but I swear I see him on the sidelines a lot. He's pumped up. Oh my God, dude! Like he is like
he's the college strength and conditioning guy.
Oh my God, man! He is like the biggest hype guy ever.
Never seen Wolfie jumping up and down.
No, I mean he will meet you at the sideline like
So is he a little bit too involved in
He's a little too much, man. I need you to calm down a little bit, man. I mean, you know, I know we don't have fans in the stands, but, man, calm down a little bit, man.
I didn't know who he was at the beginning of the year. I was just like, man, who the hell is that?
Yeah.
Is he a player? Because he had the mask on. Mm-hmm. And then it took me a while to figure out, oh, no, he's the strength and conditioning
guy.
You
thought maybe a practice squad guy
didn't
dress.
Yeah, what the hell is he doing jumping around like this, like we just won a national championship or something.
Ready to give you a strong chest bump as soon as you come off the field.
Yeah, I mean, I appreciate the excitement, but, man, he's more excited than anybody on the sideline.
Like he drunk five hours. I'm ready. Ready.
Let's go to Wade in Chester. I don't think it's that Wade in Chester.
Uh-oh.
Like, Wade in Chester, man, what's up?
This ain't Wade Foles. This ain't Wade Foles. But, I woke up, man, one day, 6 in the morning, man, and I ain't hear nothing. I'm like, dang, man, what happened, man? Pandemic Trey, man. But, you know, I guess they got to come for the biggest pockets first, but ain't nothing wrong with that.
All right.
But, I tell you what, I your story with the Michigan State and the dude farting. That was nasty. But Trey, you got a nice story I heard, man, about that Reggie White. That was good, man. I think the hearers would like to hear that.
Oh, but, against Reggie White? Yeah, I didn't want to see none of Reggie White, bro.
That's crazy. When you told us about that, that was a good story. But, man, I tell you what. The whole team, man, we living off that Super Bowl 3 years ago. Now we coming down off the high. But when he asked me on the phone with the pick, with the what y'all going through the decision, I was kind of stuck with, I didn't know the pick. But now, like you said, with that Nicky Foles and Wentz, I need that.
We need that.
Oh, man.
Need that, way.
Yeah, that'd be a big game.
Yeah, and Trey's a Nick Foles hater, I discovered this weekend.
What's that?
You're a Nick Foles hater.
I'm not a Nick Foles hater. Well, I'm not going to sit up here and act like he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. I mean, for real, dude, going into the Super Bowl, going into the playoffs, everybody was concerned.
Uh-oh.
Not me.
But then everybody – You know what?
Let's make some noise.
You know what? I wish I could go back and get the tapes of everybody that sits up here and is swinging on Nick Foles.
Whoa.
You know what I'm saying? Because everybody sits up here and act like, oh, yeah, oh, my God, I knew it all the time. No, you didn't. No, you didn't. You could tell against Oakland. You could tell against Dallas that he was going to be able to. And then I'm so tired of this whole he out-dueled Tom Brady.
Right, Trey. That's the
thing. Are you for real?
I didn't expect
when you
him
put
to out-duel
their stats
him.
Next to each other, 500 yards in the air.
Yeah.
Well, that's only because the Eagles' defense was so bad.
500 yards in the air.
And so what?
What do you mean, so what?
Nick Foles didn't have to put up 500 yards.
The thing that separated that game was one sack. It was only one sack in that entire game.
Oh, yeah, the Brandon Graham sack on Brady.
He went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. I'm not saying he could do it. If they played that game 100 times, I'm not saying he could do it. He could do it more than once.
Hold on, didn't he just beat Tom Brady?
He did.
He wasn't very good. No, but like that. Yeah, 2-0 against Tom. How about that, Trey?
To say he out-dueled him in that. Come on, man. Stop it, dude. When you put them stats together, man, the man threw for a country mile.
Did Tom Brady out-duel Nick Foles? I mean, clearly Tom Brady had a great game, but Nick Foles had a great game, too.
But, dog, you're sitting up here saying he out-dueled him. That's not – no, he did not.
Mm-hmm.
500 yards in the air, man.
It was a lot.
I didn't know you felt that way about Nick.
No, I think he's a good player. I think he's cool. But yeah. I don't sit up here and put him on a pedestal and make him feel like, oh, my God, you know.
Is he one of the top 20 greatest athletes in Philadelphia sports history?
No. Are you for real?
He was voted what? What did he? What was he, Jack?
Number nine.
Nine.
Yeah, he was
nine.
A top 10.
Man,
absolutely.
On, you know what, dude? I see, I'm not. I let Donovan y'all. I let y'all have that.
Certainly ahead of Donovan.
I'm going to.
He was.
All right.
I'm not going to have this conversation. I'm done with it. I'm done because I am not one that will sit up here and try to say all the right things. So I'm done. Right,
yeah, cool. Well, I mean, you know, no, yeah. we have you here for you to speak your feelings, man. Listen, you've earned it.
I'm gonna leave it alone.
You know, but good talent. You played with the franchise's best quarterback.
I do not put him on the pedestal that everybody else has. I appreciate him for what he did for the city, brought a touchdown, brought a Super Bowl to the city. Mm-hmm. But I do not put him up there. You know,
he doesn't deserve a statue.
No.
Well, he has one. It's kind of a phony statue, but.
Yeah, I think it's cool. It's awesome.
Right.
Awesome story behind it.
Yeah, you sound really psyched up about it.
I mean, I think it's cool, you know, but come on, man.
So something tells me you would be up for a Eagles versus Chicago Bears playoff game.
Yeah, absolutely.
Me too.
Yeah, I think that'd be good. Now, when you say seeing Big Jordan out there against Khalil Mack, you know.
No, you don't want to see that.
Was that like you against Reggie White?
Well, no, that was a little different.
give us the short Reggie White.
Well, because I used to talk a lot of trash, dude, when I was a player. Like, I used to talk a lot.
I remember
of trash.
Bruce Smith was upset after one game.
Like, I used to talk talk real.
Like a defensive player.
Yeah, talk real bad to cats, man. And, like, we were getting ready to play Green Bay. And they're like, hey, Trey, man, you know, you might not want to get out there talking all that trash, man, because Reggie White might come over there to see you. Quietest game I've ever played. Like, I don't want to see none of Reggie White, dog. Because you go back, they show his film, man. You see him.
Oh, yeah.
You see that hump move, boy. You see a lot of tackles. I'm not one
flying.
Of them.
Flying. Yeah, that was
not
that,
one of them.
That was our rookie year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My rookie man getting out of go see. Now, Derek Thomas, bring it on. Let's go get it.
Right.
Reggie White, wait a minute now. Hold on. That's a little different.
So he lined up on the other side?
Yeah, he played over on the other side. Because back then, it was always power rushers and speed rushers. You know what I'm saying? So that's why, you know, you saw the straight hands, Reggie White. They were always over the right tackles.
Yeah.
I was dealing with the speed guys. Give me the speed guys. I ain't trying to deal with Reggie White now.
So he didn't come over at all?
I kept my mouth shut.
Richard Cooper basically decided he didn't want to play.
Yeah,
that
he got
night.
Sick.
Got sick.
Yeah, he got the Reggie White blues. He was like, oh, my stomach hurt. Oh, I can't. I'm
true
sorry.
True story.
That boy came back with a mask on. Like, he
so who had to play in his place out of his time?
Brandon Brooks.
Barrett Brooks.
Barrett Brooks had to step in. And Barrett Brooks, he played a solid game against
him. Yeah, he did.
But, man, Coop woke up like, oh.
I got the chills.
Yeah, well, coughing.
That boy, like, we get to the locker room, he in there on the bed, on the IV and everything. Like, hold on, man.
The thermometer hanging out of his mouth. That boy had them Reggie White blues, but he ain't want to see him.
Didn't want to.
And it was a road game, too. We were in Green Bay. Nah, he ain't want none of that.
National TV was Thursday night.
That boy got sick. He was sick.
Jack, put up a Twitter question if Nick Foles outdueled Tom Brady.
Oh, God.
I'm going to see what the people are thinking.
It better not be anything more than like 70%.
215-592-9494. Marks and Reese coming up. Trey's thoughts on if Jordan Mailata is the future of the franchise at left tackle. We'll also look at the defense. All right, well, we don't need to do that coming up. Also the defense and what he thought about the rest of the game. And we have 2 days away from a Thursday night game against the Giants.
Hey, hey.
It's coming up. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Bad teams win with prettiness. Great teams win no matter how it takes. So I'm proud of our guys. I think we're continuing to improve. Are we where we want to be? No, we're not where we want to be. But I'm excited about our offense. I'm excited about the guys that are there. I like the communication that's happening on the sideline. I love the passion of the players. Most important, they care. And we're bonding. We're getting to know each other. That's football. Like, you don't just go out there and play football. You got to care about the man next to you to make those plays.
Who is that?
That's Nick Foles.
Nicky Six.
After the Bears improved to 5-1, Trey.
Let's make some noise. Come on.
That's awesome.
What a leader.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
What a leader.
That's about as fired up as Nick is going to get there. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he really was.
He was. You could tell. You could hear the energy in his voice.
Guys, we're bonding.
Yeah.
Everything is going well.
Yeah.
It's all kumbaya.
Man, we had one guy that was furious with you, but he dropped off. Darn.
Furious
with you about Foles.
I don't care.
I know. You don't care. I wanted to hear it.
Fine.
Yeah, 215-592-9494, 72 Trey Thomas on Twitter. Right? You can find him. He's doing breakdowns. All right. Before we go back to the phones, so my lot of the question was, and we said this last week, I don't expect you to change your answer, but when Jason Peters is ready to come back, based on what they have at right guard, I mean, would he be an upgrade over what they have now? I mean, you're not going to put him at left tackle.
Hell yeah. Did you see who was there at right guard?
Well, I mean, if it's Jamon Brown or Jason Peters, yeah.
Yeah.
So left tackle, is that's my lot of –
I think so.
Job, yeah.
I think that you found your future left tackle in Jordan Mailata. As long as he continues to progress, man, and do his thing, I think he's playing really, really well. I mean, you know, you could see him out there making calls. He's gotten better where he's shooting his hands, you know, and with his height and length, that's one of the things that he really needs to work on, is being able to get comfortable with when to let your hands fly, you know, and that's it. You get kind of – if you're not sure of where you are out there on the field and spatial awareness, that's the last thing, you know, the punch, you know. So now he's starting to be able to shoot his hands a little bit better. He does a really good job of setting, dragging for that three technique in case there's a game and stuff. So, you know, he's doing a lot of the other things the right way. You know, I think that he's definitely going to be – he's your left tackle of the future.
Mm. Defense, Trey. Brandon had a very good game. 2 sacks, bunch of tackles for losses. Hargrave didn't have a stat.
Yeah.
Malik Jackson looked good. He's now hurt. Derek Barnett, last 2 weeks, 0 tackles, 0 sacks, 0 quarterback hits. Fletcher had 3 tackles. I mean, I don't remember seeing him a whole bunch. What did you see out of the line?
Nothing much. You know, it seemed like they started tightening up a little bit towards the second half. But to me, it just seems like Baltimore kind of just took their foot off the gas. You know, they kind of just felt like, all right, we should whoop this team, so we're just going to cruise through this game. And that's why you look at this game and you see that they had 12 penalties. I mean, you got guys lining up in the backfield. I mean, you know, even though I know that feeling right there, I used to do it all the time. You play around.
They called it a lot, though, Sunday
on
Baltimore.
Because they didn't work the side judge. You got to work. You have to work the side judge.
Right.
You need to go over there and talk to him. Hey, man, am I good? And then you just keep
inching back a little bit.
Yeah, because then he'll give you a couple warnings.
Right.
But then, you know, they just go out there and just line up in the backfield, and there you go. But
yeah.
I think that, you know, we defensively, you know, I think they did enough to kind of, you know, towards the end they started shutting it down and gave us an opportunity to kind of pull something together.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, still 30 points is 30 points.
Yeah, and to me the biggest thing with the defense was early in the game – where they allowed Baltimore to convert these 3rd and 10s.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they allowed them to extend drives. I thought for the off-schedule runs that Lamar normally hurts a team with, meaning when it's a designed pass play, there's nothing open, and then he takes off, he can hurt you even more there. I thought the Eagles did a nice job in those situations. Now, he obviously got loose on design runs, read option, and – you know, the late play, but on the off-schedule runs, I thought they did a nice job of trying to contain him. And a lot of that forced him to hold the ball. He threw the ball side-armed an awful lot.
Yeah.
Sometimes when he didn't have to. I'll tell you one thing I did notice Sunday that I hadn't seen an awful lot from the Eagles D linemen. They got their hands up.
Yeah.
They almost never get their hands up. Yeah.
Because
Fletcher tip the ball.
Because he's a sidearm thrower.
Yeah.
So, you know, you go ahead and get your hands up because you know the ball is going to be coming from a low trajectory. So you go ahead and get your hands up to try to block that. So, you know, but I wasn't that impressed by – going into this game, I really wasn't impressed by what Lamar Jackson can bring to the table with his arm anyway.
That's true.
And it just shows that he doesn't have any touch.
Yeah.
I mean, if one pass that you had a tight end or whatever that was right there 5 yards in front of him, I mean, he's still zipping it in there. Hey, dude, just float it to him. I mean, you know, but, man, the dude is just –
he's an amazing athlete.
Yes, he is.
And for him to not be a polished quarterback – and do what he did last year, and even this year, it's not at the same level as it was last year. But hey, he doesn't turn the ball over a ton. He doesn't throw for a ton of yards.
No.
And the great thing about having that type of quarterback for that type of team is they are a defensive led team.
Yeah.
So even though they average 30 points, they only give up 15.
Right. Well, also, you take advantage of the turnovers, and that's
something
that the Eagles –
short fields, and that's what they did to the Eagles Sunday. The one turnover, they turned it into seven.
Yeah, I mean, but then you look at – okay, so look at how this defense performed now, Baltimore. All the times how they were going after the ball. How many times have you seen
every
us do
time.
That?
Man. Never.
How many times have you seen us do that?
I saw it once, and I didn't notice it until the second time I watched the game. Jalen Mills knocked the ball out of Snead.
Willie
Snead's hands at the end of a play, but the ball bounced out of bounds. Yeah. So Rodney McLeod couldn't knock it back in. But when you watch it on the replay, you see Jalen Mills come up behind him and literally punch at the ball. Man. But that's the only time I've ever seen it.
I mean, you
and he doesn't do it that often.
All the time against ball. Against
every tackle.
Every tackle. Somebody was going after the ball. I mean, they knocked the ball out of Ward's hand, what, two or three times?
And got lucky that
it
went out
of
bounds.
Five fumbles, only one gun.
Yeah. How about that? They forced five fumbles Sunday.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that one interception that was thrown, I mean, it was a – I mean, dang, man, Fogum almost came down
with
that.
He almost came down with that.
Came down with it. But luckily, you know, you had Campbell being a little aggressive and got a, you know, a pass, a roughing the passer.
Mm-hmm. That would have been an interception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Back to the phones. Here's Donnell. Donnell from William Sound wants to talk to you about Falls. What's up, Donnell?
Yo, man, I'm sitting here, and I'm so stressed out because I remember back in the day when Ike Reese, he had the Ike at Night. He was Nikki Sixx's, one of his main supporters, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then this guy, William Thomas, right, he's over here. I don't know what these guys are talking about football as far as quarterback is concerned, but Nick Foles is just a winner, right? He wins, and he has
Did you just call Trey William Thomas?
Yeah, he did call me. Call me by my government name. My government name.
By the gov, right?
Yes.
No,
listen, I got respect for you. That lets me know you're serious right now.
Call me by what's on my ID.
I'm dead serious. I used to feed you, Will, but that's a different story altogether. You're talking about my boy Nikki Sixx, right? This guy, everywhere he goes, he gets put on the back burner because he's not the star guy. He doesn't wow you with his conversation and all this other nonsense, right? But he goes and he wins. He just puts up stats. He just goes out. He makes other receivers better, which is, by the way, your boy does not do. you look at the scenario. Everywhere he goes, they say he's not good enough. He's not good enough. Right now, he's sitting at 5-1. He did outdo Tom Brady. He won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And the quarterback, the person who wins the Super Bowl, is the guy who is in charge, right? They say the quarterback is the biggest piece. Nick Sixx won the Super Bowl.
He did.
The offensive line won that Super Bowl. You put any quarterback behind an offensive line that only allowed four quarterback hits, get an offensive line some props.
How much did they score?
Huh?
How much did they score?
You ran for 100 and something yards behind them as well. So let's not, you know.
Running game was big.
Yeah. I mean, you ran from behind that offensive line between 100 and what? Some yards, 100 and something yards. I don't have the stats in front of me. But they only gave up four quarterback hits. There was only one sack in that game.
Yeah. But he did. We did win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, we did win the Super Bowl.
I enjoyed it. We partied that.
Yeah, and I appreciate what he has done.
We were out there. We were out there.
Yeah, we were out there chilling. You know, hanging out. Well, I even went out. Went to Prince's house. Hung out. Went to the studio. You know.
That's right. That's the one thing I didn't do.
Yeah.
That I regret not doing because I'm never going back to Minneapolis.
No, never. No.
Unless there's another Super Bowl there, and we happen to.
The Eagles are there.
Yeah, I mean, no, there's no reason to go. I mean, I've done it. You know, I went and saw his little boots and stuff like that. You know, it's cool.
His little boots.
Yeah, the one thing I didn't do that I should have done.
The thigh high heel boots. You know what I'm saying?
Like, size 6.
Yeah, Prince out there just chilling.
And they really are into Prince. I mean, everything is about purple.
Oh, yeah,
out there in Minneapolis.
215-592-9494. More phone calls coming up next. 215-592-9494.
And Donnell, I am still a Nikki Sixx fan. Just don't put him against Carson Wentz.
I appreciate him. I think he's good. I think he's cool.
We can't lie to people and say he outdoled Tom Brady. Like, we're not going to do that on these airwaves. Right?
Oh, so tell me how he did,
what are
Jack?
You talking about, Jack?
how did he not outdo him?
He did not outdo 500 yards, man.
But what do the stats have to do with anything?
What are we basing it on?
The final score? Last man standing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Can we go
back
to break?
And forth, back and forth, back and forth. Oh, Tom took a sack.
So you
over.
Oh, he took a sack. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
This is why we can't bring up Nick Foles around here, man. I'm telling you.
He took a sack, so BG just didn't do nothing.
BG got a sack, sure. Yeah. Absolutely. But here's what I'm saying. How do you judge Brady over Foles.
Stats.
Based on a set, but stats.
Stats. Especially if you're talking about out-dueling. Stats. You got to go ahead. Let's line these stats up. Let me see these stats.
Well, I mean,
500 yards, dude.
Sure, sure.
500 plus yards.
And Nick Foles, if he doesn't call Philly, Doug runs a fullback dive.
He would have ran a quarterback zone read with Nick Foles.
He had the outdoor Tom Brady,
which
would
have been
Belichick.
Worse than a fullback dive.
Yeah, yeah. Man. And I want to know what he was going to call.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, it would have been awesome.
He doesn't know what he was going to call there, Trey.
No.
Come on, right, man. Move on.
We'll come back. Listen, it is your former coach's birthday.
Yeah.
Today. We'll talk about that coming up. And also, it's the Eagles and Giants. We'll preview the game a little bit with Trey. Also, I mean, that was probably the best rivalry you guys had with any team during
it's
that run.
Almost fun, yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. We'll talk
Giants
about those.
Playing against the Giants.
Mm-hmm. Those Giants games. That's coming up next. Markson Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, no one does football like FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. And if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, then here's something you won't want to miss for Week 7 of pro football. Right now, new users can get an exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either team in this week's divisional rivalry, New York versus Philadelphia. You heard that right. You can bet $10 to win $150 on either team to win this game. Now, this line has dropped rapidly since it first came out. Obviously, lots of injuries on Philadelphia's side. This line opened up at 6. It is now sitting at 3.5 in most books, and maybe by Thursday night, it could be lower than 3. But I like the home team in this matchup. They've dominated this matchup in recent memory. Both teams are desperate, but I think the home team plays with more desperation. Take Philadelphia minus the 3.5 points. And with FanDuel Sportsbook, incredible odds are just the beginning. They've got a simple app, live betting on every game, and exhilarating bet types such as same-game parlays, where you combine multiple bets from one game into a single parlay. And once you win on FanDuel Sportsbook, they'll get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. So if you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, it's time to get off the sidelines and bet. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app today and use promo code Ike to make your first deposit to claim exclusive plus 1,500 odds boost on either New York or Philadelphia to win Thursday's primetime matchup. That's promo code Ike. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win.
Birthday today, so we're gonna sing happy birthday to Ray Bob.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
One thing I want to say, man, I guess that you guys fought your ass off today. I really appreciate that, man. And this is the best birthday gift a guy could get. It's a win.
That's what I'm talking about, Ray. Sounds
yes,
like he had a mouthful of dip.
Probably did.
You know
at the game.
Yeah.
That sounded like Irv. Was that Irv that broke him down? Irv
it was. Yeah,
man.
So that was, I don't know what year that was. It wasn't 1998, that's for sure, guys. Yeah. Ray Rhodes' 70th birthday. Huh. Happy birthday, Ray.
Happy birthday, Ray. Brought me into the league, baby.
Yes, both of you guys.
Gave us a chance, Ike.
Mm-hmm. He did.
Yeah.
What was Ray like?
Man, Ray was wild, man.
We got to see Ray for that 1 year as young players.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, I never had a head coach like this before.
Yeah, I was just
like,
blown away.
You coming from Bobby Bowden.
I'm coming from Bobby Bowden. He's like, hey, the seniors won't let us win, won't let us lose. And you come in there with Ray, and it's like, whoa, this the NFL?
Yeah, it's a culture shock,
yeah,
man.
All right.
So Ray, for people that don't know, was known for his, I guess it was the night before the game story, where he's trying to get you juiced up. The problem was he was doing this since 1995, so there's only so many crimes that can be committed, you know, against the family, because that was always he was trying to, uh-huh, you know, say if someone breaks in your house and takes your family hostage or something like that.
It's an awesome story. Got me ready. He told it to me right before we went out there to play Kansas City. That was right before we were going to play Kansas City.
No, I know we had Harbs on last week, and he you remember how fired up I was? I went down there and hit the kick returner, even though the ball got downed in the end zone.
Go get him anyway. Ray Ray had us juiced up.
He did, man.
Yeah.
There's certain guys you can't tell those type of.
Nah.
Yeah, because we don't know any better. We ready to go out there and just kill somebody.
I was so fired up after Ray told me that. Man, after Ray gave me that. I want to play now. I was all in Derek. I was in Kansas City huddle talking trash. Rodney Pete cussed me out, dog. Talk to me like a child. Trey, get your head back in the huddle. And you got a little aggressive with me. And
you weren't really in the Kansas City huddle?
Yeah, I was like, man, Ray.
Oh, had, yeah, he would follow you back to the huddle talking trash.
I'm trying to tell man, like I was a different person then.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a lot more refined now, you know.
Right. Right.
I was a different
person. He's painting.
Yeah, I'm painting.
He's painting
now,
birds
you know,
and trees.
Breaking down
man,
film.
You know,
rainbows.
Just,
and,
yeah, I'm just hanging out. I take walks in the woods.
Drinking
now,
wine.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was a different person back then. You know, I was,
so Rodney got mad at you.
Yeah, because I was all in their huddle just at Derek Thomas. But I mean, you know, zero tackles, zero sacks. I mean, you know,
that's all you know.
That's all I know.
That's awesome.
That's from Hall of Famer Derek Thomas.
Hall of Famer Derek
yes,
Thomas,
sir.
Who is in the record books twice for a single
sacks.
Game sacks.
Yes.
Yeah. Zero tackles, zero sacks. You're welcome, Philly.
All right, Giants. Giants this weekend. You know, I don't really know what there is to say about this game other than one of
Thursday,
two bad
not
teams,
this weekend.
Or, excuse me,
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Yeah, two bad teams going to be playing, and one of them has to win. I think it's the Eagles just because of the
not
quarterback.
Not necessarily.
Play.
I mean, you know, you can have a tie. We already.
Oh, that's true.
We've already seen that.
Could this Eagles team have two ties in one season?
Yeah.
They could.
I could see that happening.
They could. Well, thank God Doug went for the tie because that could be the difference between winning the division and nuts, right?
Yeah.
Any thoughts on the game or not really?
It's quick turnaround, man, with all these injuries. I mean, you know, how is this going to play out, you know?
No Miles Sanders.
No Miles Sanders. No
Zach Ertz.
No Zach Ertz.
Kroom. They got Kroom.
Yeah, Kroom. I mean, he had a touchdown. I mean, nobody was – you know, on that play, everybody was like, oh, no, he's not going to throw to him. I don't even know who this guy is. I mean, and there
still
he
don't
is.
Know who he
yeah,
is.
Yeah, there he yeah. is in the end zone. Bam, touchdown. So, you know, I thought that was awesome. Yeah, I don't know, man. You know, you mess around – okay, well, you mess around and lose to New York. Like, how are you going to keep this team
– Yeah, they lose to New York. I don't know how you – I don't know how this thing doesn't unravel.
Oh, it's going to unravel. it's going to unravel.
Yeah, 1-5-1
yeah.
is tough, too, even yeah. in this division. And
well,
it's only a game out.
Listen, here's the thing. If we can't beat Washington or New York at home
yeah, what the hell's
on a
the
short
point?
Week, man, you may as well just cancel the rest of the
with
season.
With only 5,000 fans, an intimate boo, you know what I'm saying?
Intimate boo.
Yeah. Intimate. It's intimate when you only have 5,000 in them. Right?
I wonder, do they roll out the black uniforms or do they save them? Do they save them for Dallas?
No. I think they save them for Dallas.
I like the black uniforms.
Sunday night?
Yeah, in 8:20. Well, I mean, it's
Thursday,
Thursday
night,
game, yeah.
Color Rush. I know they go to all black when it's Thursday night.
They can't do
like
it 2 weeks in a row?
Though.
Sure they can.
They can? Yeah. All right, let's do it. when thinking about your Eagles teams, and it's not even close, the best rivalry was the Giants because they had a good team. You guys had a really good team. They early on, you couldn't beat them, and then after that, they really couldn't beat you. Trey, who was it? What are your memories of that? You didn't have Strahan lining up across from you.
I had to deal with OC all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kenny Holmes, I think, was the other.
Yeah.
Oh, Kenny Holmes. Yeah.
I had to deal
Kenny
with
Holmes.
Them all the time. OC was a load to deal with, you know, obviously, because when I didn't play, you know.
Winston
gave up
Winston Justice, you know. But, you know, that's you know, when you know you're good, you make it look easy, you know.
It's true. It's true. It's a good point by him.
Mm. Yeah, they had some good teams early, and then once the TO year, they were all over the place. They were bad. Mm. You guys beat up on them pretty good. But then they came back later on in that decade.
Yeah, I mean.
Won a Super Bowl in
07. Won a Super Bowl in 07 and 11.
Yep.
Yeah.
They did.
Yeah.
Doggone it.
Let's take a phone call here. Let's go to Mad Mike. Mad Mike, hi.
Hey, Trey, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How's everything?
It's good, man. You know, I still think we should have taken Randy Moss instead of you. But,
I know,
you know,
man. That really hurts my feelings sometimes when you throw that out there, you know.
I just had to bust your chops a little bit. Sorry about that, man.
No, you good.
So I was just calling about this whole point with Nick Foles definitely outdueled Tom Brady. I'll take it one step further. Wentz wouldn't have been able to win that Super Bowl. Not to hurt anybody's feelings, but he wouldn't have.
Well, It's just an opinion. It's a hypothetical.
It's fact, but no.
That's all. That's all it is. And just like I can say, he would have.
But so here's my thing.
We'll never
you
know.
Talking about making the playoffs or getting the top 10 pick, I do not care to see a team limp in on a 6-9-1 record, get to the playoffs, meet a legitimate playoff team, and get waxed mercilessly. That does nothing for me. I don't care to see.
But why would they get whacked mercilessly? Yeah. Why would it be so bad? I mean, if they were to get 6 or 7 wins, they would be playing better, and they're going to have a home game, right?
They're going to play. They're going to get 6 or 7 wins because they're going to play the NFC East. That literally is a garbage division. Let's be honest. We cannot get a win outside of our division, and we already lost a game in our division. This team is terrible. They're a walking med unit, and like we need the thing. We need better talent, so we need higher draft picks. And having going into next season with a playoff team, like you get a harder schedule. So what's the point? What do you gain from that at all? Maybe I don't enjoy seeing my team get smacked around one extra Sunday, but maybe you guys do. But that does nothing for me.
All right,
for the future of this team.
There he is, Mad Mike.
No, it does for me.
And this team is going to decide it anyway. I mean, over the next couple games, you know,
Yeah, they'll let us know whether or not they believe they can get in the playoffs, whether or not they're fighting to get in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. Like their play will show us that. And like I understand sitting here right now and saying what's the point of doing it, but if I'm projecting out over the rest of the season and I'm getting Jalen Reagor back, I'm getting Dallas Goedert back. Forget about Jason Peters, DeSean Jackson, and Alshon Jeffrey. Mm-hmm. But those are also three players that you could be getting back. But forget about those three guys. What about the other young guys having Miles Sanders, Goddard, Jalen Reagor to go along with Travis Fulgham, Carson Wentz? That young team getting in the playoffs. You mean to tell me that's not more valuable than getting a draft pick next year that you hope you get? That we'll all have 10 different opinions as to who we want and what position it is and what player it is. Yeah. Like, we do this every year with the draft. So unless you're getting the number one pick and you need a quarterback, like, what difference does it make?
Nah.
We're never going to agree on the same player, and then the Eagles are going to go out there and take who they want to take anyway.
Somebody totally different that you weren't even thinking about. That's
exactly.
Undersized and just out.
Like this year.
Yes.
In the first and the second round.
Yes.
But I tell you what, I like Carson, though, when he doesn't have the big names behind him.
Sure.
He plays a lot better when he doesn't have the big names behind
him. He's looser.
Yeah. It certainly appears to be that way.
Yep.
And – quite frankly, of the older guys, DeSean is probably the only one I would say what he brings to the table is something that we need.
Mm-hmm.
The deep threat that can track a ball,
right,
that can catch it. Everybody else.
Yeah, he wouldn't interrupt what they're doing on offense. Alshon probably.
I mean, you would have Jackson and Reagor.
Right.
Jackson, Reagor, and Fulgham?
Trey,
I take that.
Yeah, I will see you on the other postgame show Thursday night, so get your rest, man. We'll do it after the Eagles and Giants on Thursday night.
Oh, man, it's going to be a long Thursday,
long Thursday. It's all good.
Long Thursday.
Yeah, nothing to do on Friday anyway. Wake up and go destroy a golf course. I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
All right, go do that. All right, Trey, appreciate it.
All right, man, y'all take care.
Trey
appreciate
Thomas,
it, brother.
It was Trey Day. Coming up next is your phone calls, 215-592-9494. Back in the conversation next. But, hey, listen, if – when you're talking about water heaters, right, you're not thinking about hot water, right? Who goes home and thinks about hot water when you turn on the shower? You're not thinking about hot water until you don't have hot water, right? And if you're not getting the hot water you need, you should do something about it before there's a bigger problem. And I don't know if you knew this, but heating water is the second largest user of energy in the home. So how you heat your water matters, right? If it's not doing it efficiently, that means that your water heater is running and running and running and running. And when you get that energy bill that's really high, you're like, well, why is the electric bill so high? Why is the gas bill so high? That's why, because you have an inefficient water heater. And Bradford White, they make water heaters that are built to be the best. They're a Philly area company. They've been making water heaters for over 130 years. That's why you should choose the quality, efficiency, and performance of a Bradford White water heater. And I know because I have a Bradford White water heater in my home. It delivers the hot water my family needs every day, year after year, worry-free. And whether it's tank or tankless, gas or electric, there's a Bradford White water heater perfect for your home. And you're not going to find Bradford White at one of the large home improvement stores. They don't sell them there. You got them from your plumbing pro. So just do this. Ask your plumber, ask your plumbing pro about Bradford White water heaters. They're going to tell you that it's a great choice and a great product. And check this out. Local energy companies are offering rebates on many Bradford White water heater models. Plus, you can get tax credits too. So you can get the best and save up to $700. So visit BradfordWhite.com to learn more and to find a plumbing pro near you.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.